This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number one of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free. The bulletin board system is included in that. You can visit the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. We've got over 80,000 posts for you to surf around through, 1,200 people interacting. It's all on the house, all for free. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Coming up tonight, of course, your phone calls are primary. And, Manwich, you've got something about almost three-fourths of the troops, three-fourths of our men in the military, men and women in the military, agree on something. We'll
yes,
tell you
do.
What that is coming up. So that's all on the way and more. I got a couple of articles that I sold last night, and we never got to them, so I want to get to them tonight. A videographer was detained and harassed by the cops for taping at the post office. Could have been a terrorist, I
yes,
suppose.
Shouldn't be taping at a federal building.
We'll tell you more about that. And right now, though, in Topeka, Kansas. Highway billboards are the latest battlefield in a growing effort to shut down or at least isolate sex-oriented businesses in Kansas. This according to the Wichita Eagle. A bill pending in the Senate would ban billboards advertising adult video stores, strip clubs, and other sex-related businesses along highways. If the store is located near a highway, the bill would require shrinking the size of the sign in front of the store to one-tenth of the current size of a billboard. Wow. That's pretty small. The sign bill is just one weapon that sex shop opponents are employing at the state level and in communities across the state. In the House, they're seeking a 25% tax on products and services available at these businesses.
I see. So they're going to have a sin tax.
Well, it's
a big sin tax.
As I understand it, it seems like they are... It doesn't make it clear here, this 25% tax. It makes it sound like they're trying to target just the ones on the sides of the highway. Maybe the other businesses that are in a back alley somewhere, they won't have to pay that 25% tax. But I'm not positive on that.
I
but
see.
They are definitely trying to punish these people.
Well, use taxes to round up the businesses into sort of a red light district, as it were, to keep them off of the main thoroughfare so kids don't have to see them when they're driving by.
Right. Because a kid seeing a sign for adult novelty store is going to corrupt them.
Well,
forever and ever.
You know, I'm not completely against a red light district.
Really?
I think it's an interesting idea. I think that, these businesses are going to be in our towns, period. People have a demand for them.
But what about the ability to put your business wherever you can pay rent?
I'm with you on that. I understand where you're coming from.
Why should one type of business be corralled into one particular area?
People have a concern because of advertising. They're advertising their business. And if their business is named Mrs. Bondage's Leather Emporium, kids are going to ask questions about that. And I can understand why parents would not want their kids to have... I think that a red light district is a nice compromise.
I don't think that's very nice at all, man. Which you're talking
don't.
About compromising the rights. You're somebody that will get on the air and defend to the death a business owner's right to allow smoking in his restaurant. How is this any different from that? This just happens to be location. If I can secure a location for my business, whether it's through renting a piece of property or actually purchasing a piece of property, then who are you to say that I should be pick up all of my activities and move over to this special area of town where all the other businesses are, which means I have to compete harder.
No, I don't think that's true.
No?
I don't think you would have to, depending on how big town is, because most towns in the United States are not
five,
very large.
If there's five adult video stores in town, and you move all five, and they're spread out throughout town, and then you move all five of them onto the same street, they may not be able to last. I mean, not all of them will probably survive the next year.
I understand where you're coming from, and it would depend on the size of the town. If the town can support five of these things, perhaps the town's too big. I can't imagine.
I don't know
what
I said.
Size
town.
Town.
When I say town, I mean wherever it is that you live.
I got you.
Here in this city that we live in, this small city that we live in, I would say there's at least five adult fun shops or adult video stores.
Not sure whether that's true, but okay.
Spread out throughout this area, absolutely there are.
All right. Well, we would have to.
Now you take all those stores. There's one down in Venice. There's one in Sarasota. There's one in Bradenton, and then you can combine. There's a few other off name ones. You take them all. You put them all on the same street, Manwich, and you've got a really super competitive situation. In fact, some of them might just not even bother. Some of them might just say, "Wait a minute, I don't want to compete with those guys that close. Forget it. I'll just leave town entirely," which is, of course, what they want, right?
Yeah,
because apparently they don't own their
the
businesses.
Idea I got
Manwich owns them.
The idea I got for this red light district,
yeah.
It wasn't mine specifically. I didn't come up with the idea.
Right.
I got it from a guy who ran a massage parlor, a lingerie modeling place that used to come into the gym where I would work out. So it was his idea. So clearly, some of them would think it was a good idea. The ones that could run businesses that. And I would allow them to do whatever it is that they want to do on these premises, too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you'd allow prostitution? That's what
I absolutely would, yeah.
Okay, so in the case of you allowing businesses to run their business how they want, you think that's fine, but as far as their location, they have to come to you for permission first, right? Because you are the god of business.
It's just an idea. To be able to handle Puritans' concerns about sex shops, and they don't draw the most savory of crowds, I can understand why businesses would not want them next door.
Well, the Puritans should be concerned with the individuals that are shopping at these shops. The sex shops are just simply supplying a demand. There are people out there that want to have access to pornographic videos and various other different adult services and that sort of thing. If those individuals weren't out there, then these sex shops would, first of all, probably never bother opening. And secondly, if they did open, they'd close pretty quickly thereafter. And because nobody would come in and patronize them if there wasn't a demand for it. So these people can try to shove it under the carpet all they want to, but they're never going to stop the demand. You see what I mean? You can pretend like this stuff doesn't exist, and you can try to legislate them as much as you can, but you're not going to stop it. And I feel like they want to stop it. I feel like that's what they really want to do. They know they can't go in there and firebomb the store, but they would really like to.
And what your goal is to be able to get these places to open up and do business, right?
Yeah.
Wherever they want. And
wherever
goal,
they can.
My goal is that they can open up and do business.
Well,
and that sounds like a compromise.
You do not compromise your right to do business just because there are a bunch of Puritans in town that don't like your business. What if I don't like the Bible store? Do I get to start ranting and raving about how this Bible store is corrupting people and teaching people about how there's this God and it's all a bunch of bunk in my mind because I'm an atheist? What if I get offended by Bible stores when I drive by them? Shouldn't I be able to demand that they all go into the same street and we could have a little Bible district too while we're at it? How is that any more ludicrous?
Well, it is absolutely more ludicrous because you don't have any agreement.
Huh?
You don't have much agreement.
Oh, I see. So it's majority rule then, right?
Well,
but might makes right. As long as the majority agrees with you, then you're okay, right? In America, it doesn't matter anymore about what the minority thinks. It doesn't matter what the minority businesses want. As long as there's a bunch of Puritans out there, they're screwed. Right, Manwich?
I think as long as you continue to say, you know, that we do it for the children line of thinking is completely ludicrous. And
I'd be doing it for the children to save them from the Bible.
I understand what you what you think or what you're imagining. But as long as
you see, the difference between me and these Puritans, Manwich, is when I drive by the Bible store, I keep driving. It doesn't bother me. I'm pretending like it does.
I know.
To show how silly this whole idea is. But Kansas is not. I'm not done with their list of the things that they want to do here to the adult businesses. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about Manwich's red lights district idea? Do you think that's okay? Do you think it's an all right compromise, as he put it? 1-800-259-9231. Or should we just outlaw adult businesses entirely? Why don't we go all the way? It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of stuff on our website, including the listener map. You can go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. Over 900 of our listeners around the world have plotted themselves on the Free Talk Live map of listenership. All you have to do is punch in your location, add your name, photo of yourself if you wish, and even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll be up there on the map at map.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Kansas. They are looking at really going after the adult businesses in the state. There's a proposed bill in the Senate that would require pretty much that adult video stores and other adult-related businesses, clubs, that sort of thing, couldn't advertise along highways. They are severely going to restrict the signs in front of the stores, even. They're not going to be allowed to have any billboards on the highways. So all the truck drivers are going to have to know where to go, I guess, at this point, to get their services. But the actual sign in front of the business is going to be mandated to be no larger than one-tenth of the size of a current existing billboard.
Really?
Yeah. They're also
hold on. A current existing billboard, or that like their signage area has been reduced by to a tenth by 90%, or
the sign of the business's sign in front of the actual business
right.
will be allowed to be no larger than one-tenth of the size of a billboard.
That's still a pretty good size.
It's not that great. In the House, they're seeking a 25% tax on products and services available at those businesses, which is outrageous. That's just, that's the most extreme tax rate that I've ever heard of for any sort of a sales tax, for anything. I mean, beyond the so-called fair tax that they're trying to pass for every single product. And in cities across the state, efforts are underway to zone the businesses out of the commercial mainstream and, in some cases, to even seek criminal charges. In Wichita, a second petition is being circulated to convene a grand jury to review material and potentially charge businesses with obscenity. A similar effort last year resulted in a single charge against one business for one video. According to Jan Beamer, president of the anti-pornography group Operation Southwind,
you think that's what she sounds like?
We think 90% of everything in all those stores is obscene. She said the group already has 4,000 signatures seeking a probe of 9 businesses. All they need is 2,600 signatures, so it looks like they're going to be convening another grand jury to try to voice some obscenity charges against these businesses. Senate committee heard Tuesday from proponents of the billboard proposal. Philip Cosby of Abilene, instrumental in organizing sex shop opponents in nearly a dozen communities, said various groups are employing 11 different strategies in the fight. The adult businesses, he says, are an open sewer that is changing Kansas. It's all the businesses' fault, apparently, Manwich. It's the businesses that are changing Kansas. Because if it weren't for the businesses, nobody would get any adult material in Kansas, right?
God knows.
Oh, why don't we just pass a law to ban adult businesses in Kansas and see what happens? What do you think would happen if we banned adult businesses?
I don't think much would happen. I don't think life would be too different. There wouldn't be. It would make the people that see this, you know, that would be seeing the advertising and being offended by the advertising, they would be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that get adult material would still get their adult material over the internet.
Well, yes, they would. They get it online. They probably get it at a better price online. But nonetheless, you would effectively be you'd be taking away the freedom of those individuals who are running those businesses to operate their business and their profession as they choose.
You would.
Nobody's forcing any of these Puritans to go into or near any of these particular businesses. Anyway, they're looking at let's see. Oh, they claim that there's a link between pornography and criminal behavior, and that stiff taxes are justified. In taxation, we're saying you need to pay for the damages. What damages? All the tissues that people are going to use up?
I can't imagine what kind of link there is between pornography and criminal behavior. And if so, it's only because they've relegated them to the gray market anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. They don't bother to expound on that particular claim.
Of course they don't. That's because there is no foundation for that claim.
No opponents addressed the committee on Tuesday. Let's see. I don't see how it would violate the First Amendment, says some lawyer that has represented clients in free speech cases. They're appealing to a certain group of people who want this kind of thing, and of course, they're good voters. So, odds are good that they're probably going to have some sort of sanctions against them, and
I would suspect
they're going to be punished. Your thoughts on this? 800-259-9231. Manwich suggested that we should just relegate all these businesses to one particular area, to a red light district, as he put it, because Manwich knows what's best. Manwich,
it's an idea, a compromise that would, I think, make a lot of people happy.
I think the free market would come up with solutions.
Of
In fact, it already is. Remember we talked about Ave Maria a couple weeks ago on this show? What was Ave Maria?
Ave Maria is a town started by a gentleman who's a good Catholic, and he wants to only rent to businesses that fit his idea of what a good Catholic business would be.
This man happens to be the founder of Domino's Pizza, by the way.
That's correct. I've forgotten that portion.
Right.
He would only allow things in his town because he's going to own all the commercial property. He's only going to rent to businesses he feels like renting to. And then the people thereby that would live there would only be folks that would want to live in a town that's that good Catholic kind of town.
Indeed. In fact, according to ABC News, here's the latest on Ave Maria. The pizza magnate raised in nuns by orphanages is bankrolling the town called Ave Maria with millions of dollars, calling its construction God's will. Stores won't sell pornographic magazines. Pharmacies will not carry condoms or birth control pills.
That sounds nuts.
And cable television will carry no X-rated channels, he said in a speech last year, so he is going to essentially cut out anything related to sex from his town. Now, if you're...
There won't be alcohol, though. Now, you see, if it was a Baptist town, it'd be dry.
Oh, there will be alcohol, you mean?
Yes, there won't be any rules against alcohol, because right. If it was a Baptist town, it would be dry.
Well, now, some people are saying, this plan's unconstitutional and are promising lawsuits... And we'll get into that in a moment. But this is the answer, Manwich. Instead of trying to legislate how everybody else behaves, go and form your own private little community where you only allow the things you want to allow in that community. And you get to keep everything else out. This is exactly what this man is doing. And while I'm not a Catholic and not religious at all, I 100% support this idea. I think it's brilliant. Great. There's a demand for something like... There's a demand for a closed-off community like this. A community where it exists amongst others, but it doesn't allow certain elements within it. Fine! I'm not forced to live there, right?
Right.
In fact, all these individuals that are going to be coming in, over 5,000 acres is involved here, by the way, all these individuals are interested specifically in what this man is offering. They are interested in the Catholic town,
mm-hmm.
A Catholic paradise, if you will. And they're willing to pay big bucks for it. They're willing to move out into the middle of nowhere in Florida to this man's town so they can live amongst like-minded individuals.
Well, it won't be the middle of nowhere once he gets businesses in these.
That's true.
This commercial area.
So let's see here. Robert Falls, spokesperson for the project, says attorneys are still reviewing the legal issues of the proposed bans on sexual products and that sort of thing. They won't comment until that particular idea is resolved. The American Civil Liberties Union of Florida has apparently threatened, they say, quote, if they attempt to do what he apparently wants to do, the people of Naples and Collier County, Florida, are in for a whole series of legal and constitutional problems and a lot of litigation and definitely into the future. Why? Why not just let them alone? It's private property.
I see no reason.
I don't see how the ACLU has any sort of case here. How could they possibly? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Would you live in a community like this? This is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Is your quality of life reduced because of health problems? Are you starting to feel the signs of aging? Are you relatively healthy but wonder if you can do more to maintain proper health? Now there's Stem Enhance. Stem Enhance is a new product category of phytonutrients that help in renewing your body. Stem Enhance's natural ingredients help to support the release of stem cells from your bone marrow into your bloodstream. Through a natural process, those stem cells have the amazing ability to transform into any type of cell in the body. Like heart cells, brain cells, liver cells can all be generated from this powerful building block. Thousands of people who use Stem Enhance have reported spectacular results, experiencing everything from an increase in energy in just a few days to an improvement in overall health. Not available in stores, Stem Enhance is available by contacting Dr. Patricia Margitis at 860-567-7744. That's 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got live streams on our website. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both of them on the house, freetalklive.com. Talking about Ave Maria, it's a fascinating idea proposed by, actually, the founder of Domino's Pizza, who happens to be a very devout Catholic. And it is his vision, it's his dream to create a town, for a 5,000-acre town that is going to have something like 11,000 parcels involved in it. He's going to sell out these parcels to individuals and families from around the country, possibly even around the world, who are also devout Catholics, I would presume, that all want to live together and have themselves their little Catholic paradise. And I just think it's the greatest idea. The man can afford to do it. He's already bought all the land. The plans are already in action. Apparently, the community is being developed through a partnership with the Baron Collier Company, an agricultural and real estate firm, will be set on 5,000 acres with a European-inspired town center. It will encircle a massive church and what planners call the largest crucifix in the nation, which will stand nearly 65 feet tall.
Now, a crucifix, I think, means that Jesus is on it.
Really?
Generally, that's what it means. Like, there's a cross, which
that's
Jesus
be a big
is not
Jesus.
On. Yeah, big giant Jesus.
65-foot tall. 65-foot tall cross. I mean, how much of the cross does he normally take up? I mean, if you've got a cross in front of you, is he normally like 70% of the cross?
Yeah, something like that.
That's going to be a darn big Jesus.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, it's more than 50%. And I remember going through I-10 in Texas, and there was a cross that was there, heck of a lot bigger than 65 feet.
Oh, so then this must be a crucifix.
Yeah,
then.
This was a big, giant cross, made a grain silo look small.
Now then, they're talking to some legal experts. Howard Simon, executive director of the ACLU in Florida, he says there are religiously homogenous communities across the country, from Hasidic Jews to Mormons, but yet he claims that none of them can wield governmental power along the lines of religious principle. Well, there's no governmental power being wielded here. I don't think Mr. Simon totally understands what is going on.
Well,
this is a private property.
This is the thing that people... this is where people get confused about, you know, the government and private being protecting the same things. Like, they say that the government, it should be constitutional that, of course, people shouldn't be discriminated on against, you know, their race or their sex or their, you know, particular sexual interests or whatever. And the government shouldn't make any differentiation on that. But a person who owns a business should be able to make whatever differentiation they want.
Absolutely.
I mean, I hear commercials for fair housing all the time on the radio, and, you know, they have you ever been discriminated by fair housing? And they do a little mock-up of what it would be like if different colored people were calling on a particular person's rental unit, and then when Burke Wilkinshire calls, well, yes, of course it's available. You know,
right.
Some
heard
guy
those spots.
Yeah, some guy who's obviously a white English type person calls. Suddenly the unit's available, but it wasn't available for every other ethnicity that called.
Right.
So what? You know, if that's what I want to rent my home to, fine. I should be able to do that.
I agree with you.
I own it.
Well, you know what? Even the government in this case doesn't understand the concept behind this town. There's no government involved at all yet. They haven't formed one. It's just a man with a plan and a vision for what he wants to create. And he wants to create his own private community. And the government's not even a factor. But yet here's what Florida Attorney General Charlie Crist says. He says it'll be up to the courts to decide the legalities of the plan. He says, quote, "The community has the right to provide a wholesome environment. If someone disagrees, they have a right to go to court and present facts before a judge." You communist! There's no such thing as...
I hate Chris.
There is no such thing as the community. It does not exist. A community is a group of individuals. And to define what that community is, you can ask all the individuals within the so-called community and everybody else outside of it, and everyone will define it slightly differently.
Yeah.
Community is in the mind of the eye of the beholder. Whoever you're talking to, they get to define what the community is. But if you ask somebody else, they might totally disagree with what the boundaries of that community are, or whether or not there even is a community where the first person claimed that there was. So how this guy can say the community has a right to provide a wholesome environment? What? It's this guy. It's one man. He's the one that's doing it. And I think it's fine. I think it's a great idea.
I have to say I support it too.
Let's see. The governor, they asked the governor for his opinion. And then here's...
Jeb's not going to take any stance.
Oh, now here's a Catholic group weighing in. Catholics for Free Choice, which opposes the church's bans on abortion and birth control. Francis Kissling, president of this group, says, "This is country club Christianity. It's un-American. I don't think in a democratic society you can have any legalized, organized...
It's as American as anything else. That's ludicrous. What he is saying is ludicrous.
I think it's a she.
Whatever. She just wants to control people, just like anybody, just like right. This guy does.
I don't think in a democratic society.
Go buy your own 5,000 acres and open your own Catholics for Free Choice area, lady.
You can have a legally organized township that will seek to have any kind of public service whatsoever and try to restrict the constitutional rights of citizens. Well, maybe they won't, Ms. Kissling. Maybe they won't bother with that. I mean, if you have 5,000 acres, and you parcel some of it out, and you sell it out to, let's just say, 100 people, and you and your 100 buddies all move in there, and you have yourself your town. Do you have to set up a government? What if you just decide that you have your own little personal, private set of rules, like private clubs have a set of rules that they operate by? Is that a government? No. It's an individual. It's a group that has agreed on a certain set of rules to live by. That's all it is. That has nothing to do with the Constitution.
You'll have
it has nothing to do with public service or democracy or the republic.
I suspect that you will have, because every other town has some kind of town council. Mm-hmm. I suspect that they'll create one too. If this gentleman is smart, and it hasn't said so in the articles that I know of, he'll have some kind of covenant that people sign when they purchase a house that
right.
says, you know, I'm not going to do this, 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 and this, and it's all going to be good Catholic stuff.
Right.
Then the town council would have to abide by that particular bit of stuff. But
should be interesting to see where this goes.
They have multi-level marketing sex toy businesses.
Yes, they do.
And so I wonder if somebody could, and it wouldn't be, like, their home wouldn't be the headquarters of the business. There would be no headquarters of the business. I wonder if somebody could operate one of those businesses
within the town,
yeah.
Ooh, you subversive. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, bring whatever's on your mind. Let's go to the phones to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Triddle, what's up?
So I wanted to say thank you to Russell and Kat for what they did. I hate free speech zones, and I deeply respect what they have done.
You're talking about two of the most active protesters in the state of New Hampshire, in the Free State. They got out in front of a hotel. They were holding anti-Bush signs, I believe, and the Secret Service was nearby, and they didn't like it. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Hang on, Triddle. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Political issue, personal problem. Still to come, 70, almost three-fourths of all the troops in Iraq agree on something. We'll tell you what that is on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that include an item called TriVibes that allow you to save hundreds of dollars by wearing rather than orally taking vitamins and nutrients. When you purchase Trivortex technology products, you make possible outstanding GCN programs such as the Power Hour, Alex Jones, Jack Blood, and Greg Szymanski. The GCN staff and countless GCN listeners benefit from Trivortex technology products on a daily basis to increase energy levels and for fast pain relief. Go to Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455. Yes, everything about Trivortex technology, including fast pain relief, is real, true, and honest. Help GCN grow and thrive by clicking on Trivortex.com, that is TriVortex.com, or call me, Brian, at 619-884-1455.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So back to the phones we go, back to Triddle in Washington. Triddle, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, howdy.
Hey, Triddle. So you were talking about Kat and Russell. They are two of the, I think, probably best, most visible activists in the Free State of New Hampshire. And they were arrested for disorderly conduct charges a couple weeks back for carrying signs. They were just simply holding signs outside of a hotel where George Bush happened to be coming for a visit. The Secret Service ordered them across the street from where they were currently standing at the time, and they said, no, we didn't agree to go across the street, because the Secret Service said, well, that's the agreed-upon protest area. And they said, well, we didn't agree to that. And so then they got arrested, and so you were complimenting them. Did you? What did you think of? What else did you have on your mind?
Well, I called into the Manchester Police Department and asked to speak to someone about what happened.
Oh, really? Because that's Dave suggested last night when he called in. What happened?
Absolutely. I spoke to a sergeant who reiterated that the state motto was live free or die, and said that special security zones are set up for people like dignitaries, but inside those zones, no one should be regulated for political speech.
Yeah, sounds true to me.
He seemed to suggest that everyone inside the zone was treated equally, but I don't know about that. And he also would not really discuss the facts of the case.
Well, they tend to be that. They tend to do that. If a case hasn't been decided in the courts, they don't tend to comment.
Yeah. No one in government likes to take responsibility. Oh, God, I don't want to get anywhere near that responsibility crap.
Well, I might be held to their words at some point.
Well, I asked to go over to the records department, and I verbally requested a copy of the arrest report, because I'm actually really interested in what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little attitude at the start, but eventually the woman was nice with me, and she said that they will not release the records until the case is fully adjudicated. But if the defendants pled guilty, that I would have it by such and such a date.
I see.
Yeah, and I told her I don't think they'll be pleading guilty.
You know what? I'm not sure. I hope they don't. The last time Russell was arrested was out at the Manchester airport, in which case he did plead guilty to the trespassing charge that they threw at him. And I thought it was a mistake. I mean, if you plead not guilty, then it goes to trial. You got a jury trial that you can get, and you can draw more attention to yourself. You can draw more attention to the case, possibly get some media attention. So I hope that they go for not guilty, but we're going to find out. I think tomorrow morning they're going to be arraigned in Manchester tomorrow morning in the courthouse.
Well, my thinking is that they should also push it to jury trial and get some of their peers to agree that what they did was wrong, and I really hope that their peers do not.
You mean the peers that end up on the jury?
That's correct.
Unfortunately, they tend to, the government lawyers tend to be pretty good about stacking juries full of people that are just totally clueless and people that probably wouldn't qualify as their peers. But nonetheless, it's certainly a fight worth fighting. And Triddle, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And part of what I would hope that they do tomorrow morning, at their arraignment is have some sort of jury nullification information out there. Have some FIJA brochures and leaflets. Even if it's not going to go to a jury trial, get them out there. Get that information out. It doesn't hurt, and it's easy to do. 1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free. Let's go to the email box, man, which ftl@freetalklive.com is the email address. This one from Edison in South Dakota. Hey, guys, I'm listening to one of your episodes where you're discussing public school choice. In South Dakota, we actually have this. It's called open enrollment. If a family would like to send their student to another school or district, then they can apply to do so. The system's not a voucher system, so I don't believe that you get credit towards private tuition, but you can select any public school, which is what you were talking about, possibly just a simple modification, man, which to the existing government school situation, to maybe make the government schools behave a little bit better.
I think it'd work pretty well, at least in the larger communities. Some communities, you got one choice on high school, one choice on middle school, and one choice on elementary school.
Well, here's some details on what's happened in South Dakota so far. The parent is responsible to transport the student to the school that they choose, since it'd be impractical for buses to travel all over the place to pick up one kid here, one kid there, etc. Traffic at schools is horrendous, therefore, in the morning and the afternoon, with all of the out-of-area parent traffic coming in. The system has its pros and its cons. The obvious plus is that you can choose the best school for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are a few downsides. I don't know for certain, but it appears that the school's funding is tied to enrollment numbers. There seem to be very few people turned away. I recently moved to an area near a brand new school. Obviously, the new facility also attracted a lot of the out-of-area students. Now in its second year of operation, this brand new school is at full to over full capacity.
I'll bet.
This is unfortunate since the area of town adjacent to the school is growing. I'm not sure what will happen as homes are built across the street from the school. Will these kids be turned away due to the capacity issue? Will open enrolled students get told to go elsewhere? Will they just bring in more desks, roll in some portables, and expand the school? I assume the latter due to the additional funding that they'll get. Parents can live in an area with lower taxes outside of town and then send their kids to the city schools, which we have paid higher taxes for. The out-of-town parents also vote for school board members in the district in which they live, even though their kids don't attend that school. So the system is therefore by no means perfect, but it is indeed an alternative approach. So you've got a situation where if everybody's allowed to pick the best government school, everybody picks the best government school, and then what do? Then you have to say no to some people, right?
Yeah.
It sounds like it'd be a little bit messy. It sounds a little silly.
Well, to some extent, though, you could imagine that some people would say, I'll take either the best government school or I'll send my kids to private education. So there would be a certain amount lost that go to the other schools once the best school is full.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Over 70% of troops agree. We'll tell you what. Coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free. But if you want to go and voluntarily support us, well, consider shopping through our website. We've got a partnership with Amazon.com. They are the largest internet retailer of almost everything. If you're looking for a product brand new, then you can probably get it. In fact, they even sell used books and stuff like that there too at Amazon.com. You got books, you got DVDs, you got furniture, kitchen appliances, you've got baby stuff,
everything.
Clothes. I mean, there's 30 plus categories. Pretty much every single category you might find in a department store, you'll find at Amazon.com. And if you enter through our website, then we get credit for everything that you buy. You go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's how you get to Amazon's site from now on. Amazon.freetalklive.com. And whatever you buy at that point will send us a percentage. Why? Well, because we sent them the business. Makes sense. And it helps Free Talk Live out. So, Amazon.freetalklive.com. So, Edison wrote us from South Dakota talking about school choice. Talking about how in South Dakota, you can actually, as a parent, say, okay, I want my son or daughter to go to this government school. And then, pretty much, they have to accept you. So the idea, I guess...
Until they're full, right?
Well, apparently one of these schools is over full.
Well...
Because the more students they get, the bigger their funding is the next year.
Right. They want they've stocked themselves as full as they to above capacity because they want more funding, so they put some portables on or whatever it took.
Right.
But you know, they got it done.
And that's good that there's, you know, I guess typically one government school is going to be better, somewhat better than some of the
statistically
others.
Statistically, it has to happen, right?
But I can't imagine that it's that huge of a gap. I really can't. If this was more of a market-based idea, then
I don't
really...
know if that's true. I mean, some government schools are very good. I mean, here in the town we live in, there's some really good government schools.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You went to one.
Okay, yes, I went to one, and it wasn't that bad. But the regular government schools, I went to the gifted school, man, which the regular government schools are bad.
They're some of the best in the nation in this particular town, but it has to do with...
Okay, well, they're bad. I know some real... I know people that went there, and the quality of the teaching... I went there for a little while myself, and the quality was pretty miserable. But anyway, so if you've got a school that is really good at whatever it is that they're doing, for some reason their teaching methods are really good and that sort of thing, in a marketplace where parents were able to keep their money and not have to pay out in property taxes, were able to keep all the money that they earned and then just decide where to send their kids, a school that was so popular to be attracting people from all over the county, for instance, a school that was that popular would very easily be able to say, hey, we're really popular. Let's go open another branch across town. And then within less than 6 months, they'd probably have brand new buildings built. They'd have a whole new facility, you know, the east version of this particular popular school. And then with that way, all those parents who are driving all the way across town to go to this excellent school wouldn't have to drive as far. So the marketplace would automatically start responding to the demand on the parts of the consumers, whereas the government schools, they don't know what to do. All they know is, hey, more students means more funding. Bring them on in. We'll just cram them in the corner over there. We're running out of room. We're not really sure what to do because we're running out of room, because we're government bureaucrats and we have no idea what incentive means. Let's just end this government experiment. It has been a total failure and our kids are suffering for it. Hour number two is coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you